Hey, nature is breathtaking, there's no doubt about it. Especially when your dog walks up and licks you in the face with a bounty of wonderful nature still on its breath. And look, I love deer. They're a sight to behold. Watching them wander through the yard every day, hunting acorns under the piles of leaves stashed on the property deposited by the cyclone rake, they're just regal, elusively enchanting, and incredibly gifted defecators. I'm completely serious when I say I'm considering putting an end to all dog food purchases in this house. My pups don't even want to eat that crap anyway. All they want to do every morning is stroll the property, nose to ground, until they find that ripe treasure of Bambi booty, piled neatly on the leaves like freshly spilled raisinettes. And the leashed blind dog, forget about it. She isn't moving off her find until she polishes off every last morsel. There isn't a choke chain around that'll drag her away. It's to the point of addiction. 5:30, the random barking starts. A hungry dog, ready for intake. But she wants nothing with that bag of trash stashed in the hall closet. She wants the fiber-rich pellets resting in steaming heaps not 100 feet from where she's laid her head all night. Seriously, all I need is a bowl and a scooper, and I could savor the struggle of olfactory investigation. Just harvest the morning deposit, maybe marinate it with a little water, and you've got breakfast nature style. Apparently, it's tastier than science diet. Hey, Sam.
You ready for breakfast? You ready?
Ugh. This stuff is worse than meth. So listen, enjoy forking over another 40 on an 18-pound bag of mystery kibble. Me and my masters, we're heading out for an enchanting AM of forage, find, and gorge on the remnants of breathtaking nature.